Good morning, Daniel. Today is the 16th of February, and the telephone has to be switched off.
Yes, switch it off, but I don't know why it is.
So we had a meeting very recently with the Resident Assembly Service and the Harwil Council and the Working Committee to present the new teams. You were there, and there were many residents, and some feedback came from the residents. Also, for the transparency, for giving more accurate reports regarding works done by both the Harwil Council and the Working Committee. The Harwil Council is doing a weekly reports, and the Working Committee is doing the same. So, what do you think about that?
Actually, we are not doing the same thing now, and we are thinking about making a monthly report. But the days are very short, and when you find yourself inside this group, you see that you have no time for anything. But we are preparing a report, and this will be our first report. So the meeting was actually with the resident assembly, not only with the other groups. And I think it was a quite positive meeting, even if the people that came, there were not so many, but there were enough people. And the president, working committee, out of the council was represented by one person. So the somebody spoke about continuity. So this is a sign of continuity that one person showed up. And right now we are busy with some illegal buildings being built in Olovin in some brick.
Yeah, we had the report from the Harwil Council regarding this building that is in front of Vika's community.
Yes, and there is another one that he may start in front of Mathi Mandir Gate. That is even worse. So, so we are busy with this and some other things. Yesterday we had a meeting with the secretary in charge of the foundation, and there is a plan to make an ID card for all Rovinians, especially to use at night time in the sense that to identify people if we make some control in the night times, because especially in the weekends we have not wanted guests who come and make parties or make music loud or other activities. So it should be a control on these activities, and to do this the foundation wants the Rovinians, who wants that because it's not compulsory, an ID card that can be used too as a maybe as a payment card. So you can, it's like in the model of the Oro card with the photo and the name and so on. Actually, it will be mentioned the nationality too, and on, even if I made a remark that, you know, nationality in Orovin should be a little bit forgotten, but to make an ID card, apparently you need to put the nationality on it. So this will concern the 18 and above for the time being residents, and later the newcomers and the children of Orovin will have an ID card too if they want.
A question regarding the cyclone. Yesterday we received the monthly Oroville Today, and there was on the first page an estimate of hundreds of crores of damage. Last time that we spoke, you were saying that we were establishing a sawmill to try to cover a little bit of these expenses. How is doing this work?
For the time being, it's still a project. The first money, 25,000 rupees, came in out of the wood. This is an advance on the wood of our model. It was the first attempt to sell some wood. So this is the first, actually, money that came in from the wood. It's not much. I don't know if it's 100 of cross the damage. I think the damage is more into the lack of shade that you have now, in the sense that we are in February. Normally it's a cool month, and everybody feels a little bit hot because the sun is everywhere. But I believe the nature will pick up. So the small trees that were down, the big trees that fell down, they will grow quick enough. So the global figure of the tree we lost is between 500,000 and 1,000,000 tree. And you can feel it in every minute of your life.
Regarding the helps may come from the Indian government and the central government and the Tamil Nadu government, there is any news regarding this eventual money?
Some money, I think it came already, a little bit. Like my mother used to say, "Imenanili mili," that in Hebrew means, if it's not me for myself, who is for myself? I will count more anyway on our own strength. This is a personal opinion, and other people are looking for toward getting grants and money from the central government, and this is good too, but I think we have the resource to make it happen anyway.
Last question to close this interview. We have now million of branches and dry leaves that a lot of people are saying as a hazard for the security of Oroville. Some friend of mine has been able to recover almost a fire that's going to happen close to his place in the Green Belt. There is something that is going to happen to try to tackle this problem?
Yes, I suppose so. This is the LRM job, the Land Resource Management Group. In the university, in front of the place where I live, in the University of Pondicherry, there are three fires already. And they were not huge fires. And we are lucky because nighttime is very wet, even if it doesn't rain. So for the hazard, it started at 12 o'clock in the daytime. Right now they are cleaning up, or they are putting the bonfire of the 28th of February will be not a big bonfire, but a medium one because of this hazard.
Thank you very much, then.